Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome back. First of all, if you hear any kind of funny sound, just know that I'm wearing a silky pajama as I'm recording this, which means that there is a little shh. So if you hear that, that's what that is. Anyway, I'm here today to talk to you about one of my favorite business topics in the whole wide world, and it's not sales. It is content. And specifically, I want to talk to you about Instagram and why, even if you're putting effort into your content at the moment, you are not seeing results when it comes to getting that community of very engaged ideal clients, of actually having it convert to sales. And I'm talking from the point of view of someone that for the past 4 years almost, I have been selling through my content only. I've never been a believer in going too hard into the DMs. I've never done really lead generation or any of that very intense stuff. I've been a huge believer in attracting the right people through your content and also converting them through your content. And Instagram, even in 2023, is still an amazing tool to be doing that. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily easy and just easy peasy, just do it today and it's done type of thing to actually get people buying from you. And I want to highlight to you today five different reasons why your Instagram is not converting. And I will tell you now, there are more reasons than these ones, and there are also sub reasons within each of them. And I can tell you right now that I'm gonna have a lot of episodes talking about content. I want to dig a lot deeper into messaging, into storytelling or story selling, as I like to call it, because I do believe that storytelling is a huge element of sales that people don't talk about. But today I want to really just bring awareness to you. I want you to take these 5 points and be honest with yourself and ask yourself, which one do you see yourself in and what can you do to correct that for yourself? Because I believe that you are a self-led woman who wants to make a change. And if you want my support when it comes to your content, this month in June 2023, one of my favorite programs that I've ever created called In Demand is relaunching, and it's all about content. I'm not going to tell you too much because I think I'm actually going to do a bonus episode. I've never done this, but I was like, why not? And I want to do an episode all about In Demand, why I created it, the story behind it, and why it's different from any of the content courses out there. Because I've seen a lot of them. I've actually taken quite a few content courses, more as market research, and obviously I've had coaches, I've seen their stuff, and I've added a few elements that are very different, which is very much around authenticity and authority, inner and outer authority. And I find that authority, and it's actually one of the things that we're going to talk about today, authority is one of the most important things when it comes to your content. Because if you don't exude leadership and authority through your content, people are going to simply friend zone you or see you as an interesting thought leader, and that's it. They're not going to buy from you. But anyway, let's get to the 5 reasons why your Instagram content is not converting to sales. Number one, and this is pretty straightforward, there is simply not enough of your content. And if you've been with me for a while, you will know that I'm a huge believer in quality over quantity. 100%. Any day of the week, if you cannot keep up with creating quality content, I would rather you put out less. So again, we're talking purely Instagram today. If you cannot put out 5 pieces of quality content, I would rather you put out 2 or 3. I'm not going to be the person that is going to tell you they need to post once a day or twice a day, every single day. Absolutely not. However, I have to be honest with you and say that quantity does matter at a certain stage in your business. So I want you to be honest with yourself around what is happening in your Instagram, what is happening in your business. Because remember, Instagram is simply a marketing tool. It's not your business. So I want you to put your CEO hat on and think, okay, how am I utilizing this marketing tool at this specific stage in my business? For example, I believe that quantity really matters when you are just starting out. When you're just starting out, you know, no offense, but you are nobody in your industry. You're literally a little baby CEO. So you want to put yourself out there. You want to create awareness. You want to create brand awareness, offer awareness. You want to create awareness around, you know, the problem they are solving, awareness around your specific solution. Awareness is very important, and you only create that through quantity. Then there's also the part that quantity matters when you are pivoting. This is the situation that I am in right now. So specifically me, in my Instagram, I started a new one, Bold in Business. Of course, I started a new brand. And right now I know that if I were to go to what I did before, which is sharing, to be honest, in the past 3 to 4 years, I have probably shared 2 posts on average per week. Maybe 3 at a certain point. I did 5 posts a week for maybe 3 months at one point, but I found it exhausting because I, myself, am not the kind of person that can whip up a post in 5 minutes. I'll put my hand up and tell you that I'm just not that person because my content, my style is very hard-hitting. You probably know from listening to my podcast, I like to go in deep. So I cannot just create a post that is like, you know, 5 minutes, just one sentence. It's just not who I am. So for me, it didn't work to be creating 5 posts a week at that point. However, now with Bold in Business, I am planning on putting myself out there between 3 to 5 times per week on Instagram and daily stories Monday to Friday, sometimes at the weekend if I feel like it. But to be honest, I don't think, so far I haven't shared any stories at the weekend and it hasn't been in my plan so far. But anyway, my point is, quantity matters when you're pivoting because it's the same thing as just starting out. You, especially if you're changing niches on the same Instagram, you want to attract a whole new audience. That is going to take quantity because you want to be seen. So just think about it this way. Quantity matters if you want to be seen. And if you want to make sales, you need to be seen. Visibility is so important, especially, I need to really highlight this, especially if you are only using Instagram. If you're sitting here only using Instagram for your marketing and you're putting 2 posts a week, you literally have very few chances of actually being seen and people buying from you. So just make sure that you are creating enough content. My recommendation would be 3 to 5 times per week on your feed, and ideally at least 1 story every single day. And I'm telling you, you don't have to spend too much time on it. I know I just told you that I'm not someone that's going to spend 5 minutes on a piece of content. However, I have my own way of making it quite fast and also repurposing a lot. And when I'm saying repurposing, I'm going to do an episode on this. It's already in the plan because I'm a huge believer in repurposing content. And I'm not talking about literally taking the same post and reposting it, but I'm talking about maybe taking like one idea from a big piece of content, because for me, a lot of my content is like, you know, multiple things. They're very in-depth. I can take one idea and turn that into a quote, turn that into a reel, turn that into a story, turn that into, you know, whatever it may be, talking about it on a live and so on. So the number one reason why your Instagram content is not converting is probably because you're not actually creating enough content. So focus on being more consistent as you can have quality in your world. And that will look different depending on a lot of things in your life and what you're going through, what's in your mind and so on. Number two, the second reason why your IG is not converting is because there's probably not a lot of confidence behind the things that you're saying. Like, I want you to be very honest with yourself. I know I mentioned authority earlier. Like, is there actual authority behind what you're saying? And when I say authority, I mean, do you have genuine, deep conviction behind your words? Or are you saying certain things because you've heard other people say certain things? And remember, conviction and confidence comes from actions, comes from what you have lived, what you are experiencing, what you're thinking about, what you have learned, what you have done. So the way in which you create confidence behind your words is to speak your truth. This is so important. People will not buy from you if you don't speak your truth. People can smell from far away when your words are just empty. So I need you to realize that people don't follow and buy from the biggest experts, okay? It's not that, because no one gets a badge saying you are an expert now and you're going to have hundreds of people coming and buying from you. Instead, they buy from the most confident leaders, from the people that have true conviction behind what they're saying. And I want to really caveat this point of confidence and conviction, because I know a lot of you might be listening and maybe you're an introvert. Maybe you're simply just not the loudest person in the room. Maybe you are shy. Maybe you are someone who prefers to do the work with clients rather than, you know, focusing too much on your marketing and doing all this crazy stuff that you see other people do. Confidence doesn't have to be loud. You can have quiet confidence. What matters is that you know your truth. So that is the inner work, and you speak your truth. And the third part of that is keeping it freaking real. So the second reason why your Instagram is probably not converting for you is because there's not enough conviction behind your words. They kind of sound good, but at the same time, it's probably things that are not actually your truth. So ask yourself, am I speaking my truth when it comes to my expertise? So that is number two. Then we have number three. And this is basically a continuation of this point, which is your content might be very generic. It might be even, dare I say, a bit boring. I want you to think, what makes you stand out in your industry, in front of your ideal client? What are the things that you can bring to the table that they don't see every single day, that they don't hear from literally everyone in your industry? What is your framework that you're using to do client work? What is your unique process that you take people through in your course? What are your beliefs that you really bring into your business? What are the things that there's a combination of that people cannot find elsewhere? I'm not asking you to reinvent the wheel, because again, I've seen people think that, oh, but I don't know, like, I just, you know, I like to do things well. Like, I'm just a insert whatever, you know, coach, course creator, expert, coach, niche thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to reinvent the wheel. I'm just asking you to go deeper within your inner authority, within who you are, within the brand that you're trying to create, within the people that you're trying to attract, and to create a unique combination that makes you stand out. So to give you a few examples of legit how this could look like, let's just say that you are, okay, if you've been with me, you know that I like to come up with random examples on the spot. Let's say you're a copywriter, and let's just say that your thing as a copywriter, obviously you write copy for, you know, sales pages, for websites, for you know, Instagram, for funnels, whatever. Maybe you're a big believer that people should be using their day-to-day, you know, quote-unquote boring stories and creating content from that to connect with people. Or maybe you are a big believer in using journaling prompts as a way to start, you know, content creation. Maybe that's your thing. So yes, you do talk about all the copywriting things that people have seen before, but there's this thing that makes you stand out because you believe in using stories and using journaling prompts, okay? Or maybe let's just say that you are someone in the spiritual world. Maybe you are a healer, maybe you are a coach, maybe you are an astrologer or a human design person, and you believe in using all the spiritual modalities that people have already heard of. But on top of that, you're also a big believer in people holding themselves with a radical responsibility, or you're a big believer in goal setting or tough love, you know, something that people might not expect. So I want you to think, what inside your process or framework or who you are or your beliefs or your life experience or the way in which you are when people work with you actually stands out. Let's think of a third example, because I find that is really helpful when I give you examples. It can make you think about yourself. Let's just say that you are I try to think of examples that are not necessarily selling to entrepreneurs, because this is the thing that I hear a lot. You know, people say, oh, it's so easy to you because you sell to entrepreneurs who are interested in these things. But I'm telling you now, your people, if they have a problem, they're constantly in their head, online, on social media, looking to solve their problem. So, you know, stop having that limited belief. So that's why I'm trying to find an example that is around, you know, someone that's selling to anyone. Let's just say you're a fitness person. And let's just say that apart from, like, again, the usual stuff of, you know, maybe like calorie counting or macros or whatever, maybe you do a big chunk of your work on maybe let's just say you work with women and you do a lot of work with self-love and with loving your body and with healing your relationship with food and with a lot of, you know, positive affirmation or rewiring, you know, brain pattern around, you know, how you see your body and how you treat your body. Or maybe you do like feminine workouts. Actually, that's a thing. I was looking at this. Anyway, that's a side note. But maybe you're a big believer in a feminine approach to fitness. You know, where it's not about heavy lifting, but it's around, you know, music and dance and, I don't know, flexibility and whatever. Do you see what I mean? It doesn't mean that you're not a fitness coach. It doesn't mean that you don't have fitness programs or courses or, you know, live workouts or whatever. It just means that you have your own thing that makes you special. And we all have those things within us, okay? We all have our inner authority. This is why I was telling you with In Demand, my content course, I'm a really big believer in tapping into what makes you, you. Okay? Anyway, so that is number three. The third reason why your Instagram is probably not converting is because your content is very generic. Like, you're not actually allowing yourself to be the real you. Then, number four, you're probably not using Instagram the right way. Because Instagram is a platform, yes, but it has multiple mini platforms inside it. So we're talking things like stories is one, carousels and written posts is another one. In my opinion, Reels is a completely different part of Instagram. Then we have Lives, which is also another part that is super underutilized. And then we have DMs. So each of these have a different purpose in your marketing and sales strategy. So you need to make sure that you are using them in the right way. So for example, if you're using Instagram stories purely for in the moment lifestyle content, you know, just sharing people what you're up to day to day, you know, because you've heard before that you want to be sharing your life, you want to connect with your audience, you want them to, you know, just get you, the real you, right? But then you're not actually selling in there. You're not actually showing them the parts that set you apart, the parts that make you an authority. You are not choosing the path of least resistance. They don't have the opportunity to actually buy from you. But instead, let's just say that instead of selling on Instagram stories, you're selling in every carousel. Let's just say that you have that, you know, final slide of every carousel, or in your caption, you say, ooh, like enroll in this thing. This thing is closing in 3 days or whatever. But your carousels and generally your feed is meant to be evergreen. And there are two things that happen here a lot of times. Either you have a post from, you know, a month ago that someone sees and they're like, oh, you enrolled in this thing, you know, 3 days left. That's not relevant for them anymore. You need to think of your feed as a place that should be evergreen. So if I go to your carousel from 6 months ago because I'm someone that just found you and I am stalking you, and I see this thing of like, enroll in this thing. And then I'm like, that thing doesn't exist. You already lost me. Or if you find that you are using your carousel for visibility, because again, your feed is the way in which you get your content in front of non-followers. And imagine that you come up on my explore page and you do this really good post, but all you do is basically sell in that post. You lost me because I don't know you. I don't care right now about what you're selling. I care right now about you helping me out. I care about, you know, how you make me feel. I care about me feeling like you see me and you hear me and you understand me. I care about you making me feel like I should follow you because you have much more to offer. You've created this curiosity within me. Do you see what I mean? So make sure you're using all the different parts of Instagram in a smart way. Okay, so that's number four. And the fifth one, I want to give you a metaphor for this because it's hard to explain this in a couple of minutes. And again, I have planned a separate episode for this. By the way, speaking of, if you have found this really good so far, if you're enjoying it, first of all, I hope you're taking notes. Second of all, make sure to share it with your audience, you know, share the love. I think it's very important to, you know, show people the fact that you are up-leveling your own knowledge. And also, you know, from a selfish perspective, I want more people to hear this stuff because in this podcast, you genuinely get proper business and life lessons. Like I'm not gatekeeping in here. I'm not giving you just like little tidbits. I genuinely know, and I'm telling you that if you apply these things, you will see a big difference. So share the love, share the podcast, or send me a DM if you're enjoying it, or send me an email. I'm always here. Anyway, the final point, the final reason why your Instagram is not converting is because of, let me give you a metaphor, like I said. You are selling the cow and not the cheese. It's one of my favorite metaphors for sales and for messaging and everything. You know, imagine you are selling, you're not selling it. Let's imagine you're watching an advert on TV or you are seeing an Instagram ad. And it's about this fancy new cheese. Let's just say it's a brie with garlic in it. I really fancy the brie now. Anyway, and imagine that the ad was all about how someone, you know, there's the cow in there and, you know, they're showing what they're feeding the cow and then they're showing how they're milking the cow and then, you know, the 7 days that it took for the milk to do this thing and then all the process that, you know, it takes to make the cheese and how incredible it is and, you know, all these different things and like how they're using organic this and that. And do you see what I mean? Like, I've already lost you. Like, I can't even come up with it because that would be a very bad idea. And I find that a lot of times on Instagram, that's what I see. You are selling people on the process that they don't actually care about. You're selling them about, you know, on the bits that are really not so interesting. So instead of, I'm not going to focus here too much on the things that you shouldn't be talking about because, you know, you already are doing that. Instead, this is what I want you to focus on. One, focus on what they actually want. Focus on not necessarily what they need, because yes, you are the expert. I know that you know the things that they need, but they don't know. So you're gonna lose them. Like if I want the cheese and you are talking to me about organic you know, grass. I don't actually care. I want the cheese. I want the goddamn, you know, like, just freshly baked bread with some brie on top of it. Talk to me about that, okay? Talk to me about what I actually want. Then you want to actually be talking to them about where they are right now. You want to be using empathy to show them the fact that you get them. You are seeing them. You are so specific in your copy and in your videos that people are like, oh my God, like, she is in my freaking head. Okay, so I want you to focus on where they are right now. And I want you to focus on what their life is going to look like once they get the transformation that you are offering. Like, what is that transformation? Again, be specific. Don't say you will be happy. You will be relaxed. You will make money. You will be fit. You will be whatever. Get specific because, again, your job is to know them. So if you know them, you know how they're feeling. You know what they actually want. You know how they want to feel. You know the experiences they want to have. And then here is a little sales psychology bonus. I don't think I've ever shared this anywhere outside my courses. I want you to focus on loss aversion because that is one of the most powerful sales psychology tips when it comes to content. Because you've heard it before, right? To, you know, tell them how their life is going to look like. But I want you to tell them also, listen closely. Tell them what their life is going to continue to look like if they don't change. That is one of the most powerful ways to get people to buy from you. So let's just say, it's going to be very random using this cheese example, but let's go ahead and try and do that. So, you know, yes, you can sell me on, you know, me sitting at a nice table with a glass of wine and having a piece of, you know, freshly baked bread with my fancy brie. But instead, what if you were to tell me, you know, if you don't buy this brie, you're going to continue to, you know, sit at your table inside your, you know, dark home, you know, watching another episode of Netflix, you know, just binging that show with, you know, like, basically, you can paint this picture of what their life is going to continue to look like. And you're going to help them realize, you're going to help them make a move because that's why it's sales psychology. You help them realize, oh shit, I don't want to be here anymore. Because most people move from a place of pain. Very rarely as human beings do we move from a place of desire. It takes a lot of inner work to say, okay, I'm super comfortable, I'm good, I want to get even better. For a lot of people, they often think about the things that they don't have or the things that they want and they're missing out on. And that's, you know, one of the points that you can use to make people move in your audience. So use loss aversion in your content to make sure that you are, you know, selling them all the right things and that you're really, really moving them. And that, my friend, are the five reasons why your Instagram content is not converting. So, and to do a quick recap, number one is you're probably not creating enough content. So make sure that you are making yourself seen. Number two, there's not enough conviction behind your words because you might be speaking someone else's truth. So make sure that you speak your truth from a place of confidence. Number three, your content might be just very generic. So what is your unique thing? Number four, you're probably not using correctly all of Instagram's parts. And when I say correctly, I don't mean that there's one right way. I just mean that you need to take advantage of all the different parts and you need to be strategic with all of them. And number five, you're selling them the cow and not the cheese, aka the thing that they don't actually care about, instead of selling them on the things that they actually care about. And that is why, yeah, your content is not converting. I'm going to leave you with this. I feel like there was a lot in here. Again, remember to follow the podcast if you're not already, share it, review, all the good stuff, and let me know what you think. I would love to hear your thoughts in my DM, send me an email, and remember, In Demand is relaunching in June. Depending on when you're listening to this, it's probably already out, and go into my show notes. You're going to see all the details there, but I'll leave you here. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will speak to you next week with a new episode. Bye! You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.